Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Rico. How can I help you?
Yeah, hi. Is it best to give you my name and telephone number so that you can give me information?
You can provide me with your zip code.
You want my zip code, 20906. What else did you say?
Your first and last name.
First name, Dennis. Last name, Dawson.
And can you verify your shipping address for me, Mr. Dawson?
5 Casino Court. Where are you located?
I'm located down south.
Down south?
Mm-hmm.
Down south, that's a pretty big area. What state is what I'm asking?
Alabama.
Excuse me?
Alabama.
Alabama. Okay, fine.
And do we have the account pulled up, Mr. Dawson, for the aloe vera face cream and the eye care?
Eye care?
The face cream and the eye serum.
$92 for eye care?
It was a you paid $6.70 for the shipping and $7.45 for the serum for the shipping. It was a 14-day trial period for that product.
No, look, I don't want there's no 14-day trial. I don't want $92.90 and $91.89. I'm going to return whatever you're going to ship me.
No, that's not what we're shipping. It's for the product you already have. It was a trial period for that face cream and that eye serum. You had to call the counselor.
No, that's bullshit. That is a ripoff. You said you're going to, according to what they said, they're going to give me, all I have to do is pay the postage. I'm 86 years old. I don't need whatever that is saying.
Have you tried the product out, sir?
No, I haven't tried the product. I don't need to try the product for $180. I don't want it for $180. The way I understood it, ma'am, was all I had to pay was $6 or $7 for shipping, and you were going to send me a try of this. Well, I received it, and now you need it back, and now I need my money returned. I don't want $200 worth of. No, I didn't order that. So, how are we going to do this?
Okay, so unfortunately, I can't do anything about the charge because you agreed to the terms and conditions when you set up the account.
I didn't agree to anything other than to pay a shipping charge.
Yes, ma'am.
I need a manager. I need somebody on the telephone. I'm 86 years old. If I made a mistake, you need the product back, and I need my $200 back.
Well, sir, I can't do anything about the charge, and the supervisor will explain the same thing that I'm
explaining
to you.
Okay, I can
agree to the term.
Understand
I said,
your accent to begin with. I need somebody besides you, because you're not doing anything for me, okay?
Yeah, and no one else can do anything for you either, because you agreed to the terms and conditions to accept the charges if you didn't call the counsel for the product.
Okay, look, I cannot understand what you're telling me.
I can't
you're breaking
understand.
Up. Excuse me? Pardon me?
You can't understand me, so it doesn't.
I cannot understand
okay.
What you're saying. Right. So I need to talk with somebody else, and I'm going to give you my name and telephone number, Dennis Dawson, 301-367-6566. And between now and 1 or 2 days later, I'll expect a supervisor or a manager.
No, you can just give me 1 second. I'll get you transferred over to supervisor now.
Thank you.